John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
I had to take a good hard look at myself last night after about 30 seconds in. I said to myself, what are you even doing, man? Who are you? And I'm proud of myself because it was a true sign of maturity. Remember yesterday we were saying that there are just some signs that you're getting older and you sort of kind of have to embrace them, right? So last night I'm going to crash. I'm going to sleep, right? And I'm just going to open up my book in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to wind down. So I'm scrolling through TV shows. What can I watch that's mindless, that won't get me excited or anything? And I had a knee-jerk reaction when I saw the thumbnail come up for Temptation Island.
Oh, my God.
Which I used to watch all the time and loved it. And I'm like, okay, this will do it. So I turned Temptation Island on, and within 45 seconds, I'm like, what am I doing? Who am I? And this is the dumbest show on earth. So the premise is we are going to test our shaky relationship by going onto an island, and you're going to be in a villa with 12 other hotties that are going to be coming on to you the entire week. And if you can somehow, some way not hook up and be tempted, then I know our relationship is going to be stronger. And I'm 30 seconds into it, and I'm like, this is unwatchable.
The way that I see it, it's these couples who know they're going to break up and who are going to break up at some point, but yes, they're like, we might as well get some internet clout out of it and maybe hook up with some baddies.
I think it's like four different versions of that show, but I know there's a guy named Montana that went viral on one of them because apparently his girlfriend was in the room doing something with another guy and they showed it to him on an iPad and he was running down the beach crying, throwing his clothes off and stuff. It was insane.
Wasn't an iPad. They had a big screen TV on the beach. Yes, because I think this was Italy's version or whatever.
There's one of them, yeah.
It was Italy's version because they were speaking Italian, and there's this giant TV, and he's sitting there watching it, and in walks his girlfriend with another man, and then they start, like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on his knees just
on the beach. No! I'm like, what is going on in this show?
The way they edited this, like, the faster they went, the faster he ran to get to the villa. So he's like, and they're like, boop, boop, boop. He's like, they're like, boop, boop, boop. And then he gets to the villa, yeah, and it's like Illy's version of Rocky. And he's like,
come outside now. Stop it, you two.
And then this host is a woman, and she's like impeccably dressed, and she's chasing after down the beach after him, and she's like, stop. It was that
crazy.
Never watched that show, but I know the exact clip because it went so viral. Oh. And I had to, like, I hunted down to see the actual footage from the show, because they showed everything that's happening in that room.
They almost had me, because when I looked it up, I was about to kick play, and I was like, man, get it together, Mo. What are you doing?
It's a time you can never have back, man.
Yeah,
never
man.
You have back. All right, so your dude meets, like, this great lady. Everything is going fine, and in just one instance, it goes sideways quickly.
Yeah, I think he blew it. He blew it, and he blew it bad, and he didn't mean to do it. And he's kind of innocent in it, but I don't think she's ever going to see it that way because of the way that it panned out. And it was just one mistake, but I think it's over. So they met about, I would say, 6 months ago, and it's for the first 3 months he was like pursuing her. He was courting her, and she was slowly but surely warming up to him. And it just so seems like at the time now, she finally starts warming up to him. They go on a couple of dates, and then he has like a get together. And I'm there, he's there, she's there with some friends. Everybody is just hanging out, having a good time. And I was taken aback because I'm like, I've never seen him with this kind of energy for somebody. So it was exciting. It was like, wow, you really like her. And he's like, hey, everything's going so well. Da 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 da. So what ends up happening is after the gathering that we had, everybody goes home, everybody leaves. And he calls me the next day, and he's like, bro, I think I blew it. I made a mistake. So I said, what could you possibly have done in the last 24 hours? Everything seemed so great. And he said that for whatever reason, he found like a nail. A nail broke off, I guess. And
like an acrylic nail.
Like a fingernail. Wow. Right. It was like a piece of a fingernail that clearly belonged to a woman. And so I kind of feel like bad for it because I was giving him some heat for not cleaning up his place efficiently. I was like, yo, bro, come on, man. Like, you got company coming over. You got ladies coming over. Clean up around here. So I started trying to help him clean up. Like, I'm doing him what my mother and grandmother do to me. And I think I might have shamed him a little bit. So he starts really cleaning up his place after we all leave. He was like, yeah, you ain't gonna talk to me like that no more. I'm gonna get it right. And in doing so, he finds this nail. So he asked me what he should do. And I told him, don't do anything. If somebody comes to, like, if somebody needs it, they'll come back and ask for it.
Ain't nobody gonna come back to claim an acrylic nail, are they?
So then, I don't know. Those things are expensive.
And this is not dude speak. We don't know.
Right. So my thing is, if no one asks for it, throw it out, let it go. But he wanted to reach out to ask who it belonged to.
Why?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Is he an idiot?
Yes. Actually, yes. A lot of the time.
I think it was a rhetorical question.
Yes, it was. We knew the answer.
So anyway, he asked. He sends it to her, and he's like, hey, did a piece of your nail break off?
What is the matter with your dude?
Wait, oh, my God.
Is he also sending a picture?
Yeah, he sent the picture.
Okay, see. Oh.
He sent the picture. And she was like, I don't have nails.
Yeah.
But then she said, well, maybe it's my friend's, because she came with a friend. And then she asked the friend. Friend was like, nope, not my nails.
Oh, no.
So now you got to explain where the nail came from. Now, the nail could have come from anywhere. The thing is, the dude hasn't cleaned his house in a year. So, I mean, the nail really could have been from anywhere, anytime, anybody. But, of course, she's not going to believe that in her mind. That's so you had another woman in the house.
And also, depending on what the nail looked like, this is the woman brain, just those wheels are just, I look at that nail, depending on what the nail looked like, I'm going to be like, oh, that's the type of woman that you're hanging out with. I want no
you
part of that.
You judge off the little piece of the nail.
How long the acrylic is? Yes. Does it have little stickers on it? Is it glitter?
Is it almond or coffin?
What's the shape? How much glitter is on it?
Is it bedazzled?
Yeah. Does it have rhinestones on it?
Well, you can tell a diet. You can just keep up.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to look at that nail and be like, no, we're not compatible.
You can tell what her sign is, how much money she has in the bank,
social security
what kind of
number
car she drives.
You can check under the nails where she been.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road, hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.